This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. It's a program that aims to provide you with information that can have a big impact on your health and the health of your loved ones. And we glean the latest medical journals and periodicals and news dispatches for important findings that are going to impact your health. 877-726-8255. That's our number. And you can call us now. You can call us 24/7. You can leave a message, record a question, and we'll answer some of those a little later in the program. We got lots to talk about this hour, however. So let's get into it. Just before this broadcast, I kept up with a tradition that I've observed for the last 30 years or so that I've been doing this program. Usually on Saturdays, although initially we were on Sundays, but for, you know, quite some time, for 20 years or more, we've been on Saturdays midday, and that's a continuous run of several decades. I endeavor to exercise because I always find that I feel better, I'm more relaxed, I'm sharper when I do some morning exercise. And this morning, I did some HIIT. I hit it. HIIT stands for High Intensity Interval Training. And it's a type of exercise that's becoming ever more popular because, especially for those of us who have time constraints, it concentrates the benefits of exercise in a relatively short time. So, you know, I see the people in the gym and, you know, sometimes, you know, they're reading the paper, you know, they've got the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, and they're sitting there at the stationary bike, which I sometimes refer to as the sedentary bike, because they're sort of, you know, ambling away and, you know, they're not really out of breath and they're not going to break a sweat. They can reuse their gym clothes the next week because, I mean, look, they're moving and that's good. But it's not really high intensity, and the benefits of that exercise are limited. But high intensity interval training involves bouts of maximal exercise, really to the point where you are huffing and puffing and sweating, which are punctuated by periods of rest, relative rest, because you don't want to, you know, sit there and have a cup of coffee. You just want to let your heart rate get down to manageable levels. So typically I'll go for bouts of exercise where I get my heart rate up to maximal levels, like 130 or 140, and then I'll rest. And my rest consists of, my goal is to get it under 100. And I amp up my heart rate by going real fast on the exercise bike or running fast on the treadmill. Or if it's about using upper body, I can use what are called the battle ropes. Now, the battle ropes are, you've seen them in gyms. They're ropes that are attached to a fixed object, and they're heavy. And you pound them into the ground, or you alternate them, and your arms get really sore and tired, and they feel leaden if you do this for sustained for a minute or two or more. And it's something that you have to kind of train up to be able to do. This I also do in conjunction with watching my heart rate, because I want to make sure that I'm getting a good workout, but not, you know, over-the-top workout. And there's a new article about the benefits of high intensity interval training for cognition in seniors. Okay. And, you know, I guess I qualify. I got my Medicare card now. So, the study is published in the journal Applied Physiology, Nutrition, and Metabolism. And it has widespread implications, they say, for treating dementia. Researchers suggest that intensity is critical. Seniors, they say, who exercise using short bursts of activity saw an improvement of up to 30% in memory performance, while participants who worked out moderately saw no improvement on average. So, I mean, really, this is the distinction between, you know, look, if you're someone who walks, God bless you. That's great. And, you know, maybe you've got a condition of mobility restriction that limits your exertion, or, you know, maybe you've just had a heart attack, or maybe, you know, for some reason or another, you can't go up to very, very high levels of activity. That's okay, because you're going to get some benefit from walking or cycling slowly, taking a hike on relatively level ground. That's all good. But when it comes to memory enhancement, it turns out that these individuals aged 60 to 88, who were monitored over a 12-week period, they had three sessions per week of high-intensity interval training, HIIT, or what's called moderate-intensity continuous training, that's MICT. And the HIIT protocol included four sets of high-intensity exercise on a treadmill for 4 minutes, followed by recovery periods. The moderate intensity protocol included one set of moderate intensity aerobic exercise for nearly 50 minutes. So continuously kind of going slow. Maybe fast walking on the treadmill, but not too challenging. They found that older adults in the HIIT group had a substantial increase in high interference memory compared with the control groups or the moderate exercise group. So very, very cool. It's, they say it's never too late to get the brain health benefits of being physically active. But if you're starting late and you want to see results fast, our research suggests you may need to increase the intensity of your exercise. So obviously, before undertaking an exercise program, consult your physician. You know, work with a personal trainer who can show you how to do it safely, avoid injury or problems, and work up to your full capacity. So if all else fails when it comes to exercise, curse. Okay. They call it the power of profanity. And, yeah, I got to tell you, you know, bench pressing and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm about to say a word that, you know, might get me in trouble with, the FCC here. Using curse words can help combat pain and improve your workouts. The research comes from Keele University in England. They found that people who cursed while squeezing a hand vise were able to squeeze harder and longer. I'd love to have seen that experiment. They also found that people on bikes who swore while pedaling. Yeah, I swear a lot, you know, especially when I ride my bike in New York City. I swear at the cars. I swear at the pedestrians who, you know, carelessly step out in front of me. Researchers say whether it's socially acceptable or not, cursing can actually improve fitness and endurance. So what's it all about? Well, they actually study the physiology of cursing. They say that saying a curse word while working out produces a rush of adrenaline that boosts the heart rate and improves oxygen uptake. So the result can be improved athletic performance. It produces a stress response that kindles the body's ancient defensive reflex, which not, you know, so, you know, soldiers in combat, you know, they often, you know, it's like during Pickett's charge, probably a few oaths were issued by the intrepid Confederate soldiers who were mowed down by their Union opponents in fixed positions across the field. And, you know, it didn't help them win the Civil War, but it made them feel better, and they performed better. So, if you're an athlete, and hey, you know, you got it. This has got to become more socially acceptable in gyms. You know, I hear a lot of sounds, groans, exclamations in the weight room. But generally people observe a certain etiquette so that there's not a lot of profanity, but maybe, just maybe, you know, there are health benefits. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out, which help maintain your healthy blood sugar: glucose management with berberine, glucose balance, and Chromate. These botanical supplements can play an important role in proper insulin function, normal energy production, promotion of healthy body weight, and maintenance of healthy blood sugar levels that are already within the normal range. Their ingredients are backed up by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number, and people are calling in off the regular show hours and recording questions like this one. Let's hear it.
Hi. I'm wondering if you could talk about giant cell arteritis. It's an autoimmune issue, I guess. So if you could explain that a little bit more in detail, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, great question. And in fact, it's really at the top of my mind because just this week, I talked to one of my patients who was just diagnosed with GCA, giant cell arteritis, or as it's sometimes referred to, temporal arteritis. And, you know, it's a little bit of confusion here. It's like, it sounds like I'm mispronouncing arthritis, but I'm deliberately saying arteritis, because it's an itis, it's an inflammation of the arteries. So it is an arteritis. And GCA and TA, temporal arteritis, are vasculitides. That's an interesting plural. Vasculitis is the singular. Vasculitis means an inflammation of the arteries. Relatively, I wouldn't say rare, but relatively uncommon autoimmune conditions. And I just had a woman who I've been treating for a long time call me up and tell me that she was diagnosed with giant cell arteritis. And it was interesting because it really came on like a freight train. She said that she began to experience terrible headaches, which are a sign of this, and weakness and neck pain. And so she went to the local emergency room or urgent care, and they said, oh, you know, we can't find anything. You've got to probably just have a respiratory infection. You know, go home, take some Tylenol or Advil, and, you know, it'll get better in a few days. So it didn't get better. So she went to her primary care doctor, and the doctor did a bunch of tests, and the tests were all normal. And I asked the key question. I said, did the doctor do a SED rate? And this is actually one of the oldest and cheapest tests that can be done. But sometimes, by omission, doctors don't do a simple SED rate. Because SED rate is very much a telltale on this condition. Normally a SED rate could be like, you know, 5 or 10, you know, low double digits. When it's greater than 20, it indicates inflammation. And there's another accompanying test. It's the C-reactive protein, and C-reactive proteins are often triple digit in this condition. So sure enough, she actually, you know, the doctor said nothing's wrong. She called her daughter, who is a nurse practitioner, smart gal, and the nurse practitioner daughter said, well, didn't the doctor do a SED rate? And this patient said no. And she said, well, go right away, get a SED rate, because I think I know what you have. And indeed, the SED rate was like 97, and the C-reactive protein was over 100, which indicates a great deal of, you know, very high-grade inflammation. And that is almost the telltale for giant cell arteritis, along with the symptom picture. The way to establish the diagnosis is to do a delicate surgery and take out a tiny piece of the temporal artery. That's kind of a nuisance, but that absolutely confirms the diagnosis. It doesn't, it's not always done. But the first step is to put out the fire. And so they put this woman on pretty high-dose steroids, which made her immediately feel better, which is another sign that the diagnosis was correct. But you can't stay on steroids forever at high doses. And so they're using biologic medication, like the kind of medication they use for ulcerative colitis and rheumatoid arthritis. Medications like Humira are sometimes employed to enable people to taper off the steroids. And generally, you know, I find that we've had several patients, I mean, it's a relatively uncommon condition, but we've had several patients with this. They get better, they can actually go into remission. It takes a while to put the fire out. We use anti-inflammatories, lots of fish oil, you know, high doses of curcumin, along with the medication. I mean, medication's really necessary. You can't just treat this naturally. We put patients on a very clean autoimmune paleo diet, which is no grains, lots of fresh vegetables, some fish, chicken, and meat, and eggs are permitted generally. And, you know, it's important to avoid the potential that allergens make this problem worse. It's a very anti-inflammatory diet. Sometimes a little bit of time-restricted eating is helpful, so that intermittent fasting kicks in and reduces inflammation. These are some of the things that can make patients better. And ultimately, patients return to good health. High-dose vitamin D, very important, too, in terms of regulating the immune response. So there you have it. That would be a protocol for addressing giant cell arteritis. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we return, we're going to share with you an exciting new study about the benefits of one of our good sponsors, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. They sponsor research, and I'm going to share some with you. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions if you want to squeeze in a question before we conclude our program in a half an hour. This study comes to us from the folks who make Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, one of our sponsors. Wakanaga of America is a big Japanese company. You can find out about them at www.kyolic.com, KYOLIC.com. They're big enough to sponsor research that is high quality to validate their aged garlic extract products. And from time to time, we share with you the results of studies that they have helped to support. In particular, studies that validate its benefits in terms of what we term macro circulation. You know, there's micro and macro. Micro is tiny and macro is large. When it comes to macro circulation, they've done studies that show that aged garlic extract helps to slow coronary calcifications in the big blood vessels in the heart, which you can see the coronary blood vessels, the left main coronary artery, and the right coronary artery. And these are big blood vessels that you can easily visualize. Now comes a study that shows that aged garlic extract improves microcirculation in at-risk patients for wound healing problems. Why is it microcirculation an issue when it comes to wound healing? Well, blood has got to get to places where there are injuries or in the aftermath of a deliberate injury, which we call surgery. You know, we deliberately inflict wounds, and these wounds sometimes take a long time to heal, particularly in people with diabetes. Diabetes is notorious for causing both macro and especially micro circulatory problems. That's why there are so many amputations of toes and feet and legs in patients with diabetes. That's also why patients with diabetes also suffer so many visual problems and, of course, brain problems, although that is less apparent. So during this particular double-blind study, which is the highest quality, we want like double-blind placebo-controlled trials, it was published in the International Wound Journal. Researchers selected 122 patients, that's a pretty good number, to then be randomized to receive either 2,400 milligrams of aged garlic extract, and that would be four capsules daily of Kyolic Reserve. And that's what I generally prescribe to my patients with circulatory problems who are at risk of heart attack or stroke, 2,400 milligrams of aged garlic extract. The product is Kyolic Reserve. Versus a placebo. And they received that for 12 months. Then they measured microcirculation just below the surface of the skin using a high-tech method called laser Doppler velocimetry. And it's so new that I can't even pronounce it. So I'll just abbreviate it. LDV is a test used to accurately measure the speed of blood flow at a specific site. So after 12 months of supplementation, they found that microcirculation improved in the aged garlic extract group, and especially in those with an increased risk of a cardiovascular event like a heart attack or stroke. this suggests that these improvements in microcirculation could help with wound healing. So Jay Levy, who's director of sales for Wakanaga of America, I've known him for years. He's a good guy. He says these findings could prove to be extremely good news for anyone diagnosed with cardiovascular disease, and especially people with type 2 diabetes. I'm not sure why they're not saying type 1 diabetes, because type 1 diabetes, you get the same problems with circulation. And, you know, often these people suffer from loss of circulation to their extremities, especially to their toes and feet. Compromised wound healing, he says, is a common problem among diabetics. The ability of chiolic-aged garlic extract to enhance microcirculation at the site of wounds could help prevent infection and other serious complications. So, you know, congratulations. Very, very cool study rolled out by one of our good sponsors, chiolic-aged garlic extract. And we commend them for being a, you know, really high-quality, well-researched brand of supplements. So, you know, when it comes to well-researched brands of supplements, you know, where are you going to get them? There's what's called the Amazon effect. You know, anything that you want, you can obtain instantaneously from Amazon, and it'll be delivered within a matter of, you know, a day or two, if not hours. And especially if you've got an Amazon Prime account, it's super convenient, and people are used to it. There's a problem, though. Amazon admits it sold fake supplements. And this is a story that came to light on Prime Day. It turns out that one of the nutritional supplements that an individual had ordered 2 weeks earlier turned out to be a counterfeit. And this is a big problem, because Amazon is so big that it cannot police the literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of third-party sellers that proffer products on its website. So it's kind of different. You know, Amazon looks like a store, but it's not really like a store. I mean, I had a health food store once, and I had to make sure of the quality of all the products that I put into my store. But Amazon is just an aggregator. And they'll just say, okay, you want a list? Fine. Okay. I mean, yes, they do have a limited staff of maybe, you know, a couple hundred individuals who check to see if products are dangerous or toxic. But it's kind of like whack-a-mole. There's so much fraud out there. A 2016 report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, International Agency, pegged the counterfeit market as $461 billion a year. Way back in 2013, that number skyrocketed to $509 billion by 2016. So they say that counterfeiters are infiltrating a wide range of products and name brands, from high fashion to toys to car parts, cosmetics, medical supplies, and now pharmaceutical products, including supplements. And the fakes are frequently low quality, low potency, and may even be dangerous. So this is a pitch to use outlets like our very own Fullscript, which carefully vets the products that it lists. You can find them at drhoffmanstore.com. And here's an example of a very high-quality line. You know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are the highest quality, and that's why I stock and recommend the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, which is Fullscript. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, and among them, three stand out, which help maintain your healthy blood sugar: glucose management with berberine, glucose balance, and chromate. These botanical supplements can play an important role in proper insulin function, normal energy production, promotion of healthy body weight, and maintenance of healthy blood sugar levels that are already within the normal range. Their ingredients are backed up by solid scientific data, and they're only available from healthcare professionals. But they are available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Use our convenient portal at DearHoffman.com. Click on the store or go to DearHoffmanStore.com to access Protocol for Life Balance products, great products like their glucose management with berberine, glucose balance, and chromate. We've talked about them during a recent podcast with Neil Levin, their senior educator. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And here's a new finding about medicinal mushrooms. You know, I did a podcast recently about the benefits of medicinal mushrooms, and they are really marvelous when it comes to their cardiovascular benefits, their benefits in terms of immunity. They're great to take to fend off flus and colds as the weather turns colder and we approach winter. Also, they have anti-cancer effects. And here's one that talks about, you know, we know about reishi and shiitake and maitake, even Coriolis is well known. This one is less well known, and we talked about it a little bit during our podcast recently. It's the Mishima mushroom. Botanical name is Phalaenus linteus. So we'll just call it the Mishima mushroom. It comes from Japan, on a Pacific island southwest of Japan, a rare mushroom with a particular affinity for female health can be found growing on mulberry trees. The mushroom known as Mishima means women's island. It's named after the island on which it grows. And traditionally, in Japan, China, and Korea, it's highly ranked for various conditions, including arthritis, GI disorders, liver damage, lymphatic diseases, menstrual disorders, and various cancers. Now comes research that suggests that Mishima is particularly helpful against breast cancer. Research shows that Mishima has strong anti-tumor properties. In one study, a hot water extract of Mishima had the strongest anti-tumor activity in a group of medicinal mushrooms that included enoki, Coriolis, Ganoderma, and shiitake. Research is really skyrocketing into the health benefits and anti-cancer effects of some of these medicinal mushrooms. And the nice thing about it is that they often not only don't interfere with chemo and radiation, they may augment the benefits of those therapies while protecting the body from immune suppression. So, recent study, British Journal of Cancer, they demonstrated that Mishima extract inhibits proliferation as well as colony formation of a highly invasive breast cancer cell. The study suggests a potential therapeutic effect of Mishima extract against invasive breast cancer. So, very cool research. And you can find out about it from a company called Mushroom Wisdom. They make Mishima extracts. We talked to them about it during a recent podcast. 877-726-8255 is our number for this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine program. I was going to say Intelligent Medicine podcast because I'm so used to generating podcasts, but today is a live broadcast. It's heard weekly. And we ultimately turn it into a podcast that you can download during the week in case you miss it. 877-726-8255. I mentioned that number not because, we're going to take another call this hour, but you can use that number to record a question 24/7, even after we're off the air. We'll do a little bit of a lightning round of some of the important health stories of the week. You know, I glean medical journals and press articles for stories of practical import for you. And I this is one that it's a little bit under the radar, but I think very important. And it's from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that states, habitual consumption of long-chain omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids and fish attenuates genetically associated long-term weight gain. So let me explain the implications of this study for you. I don't think it's a secret that a lot of people are genetically prone to weight gain. You know, they just, no matter what they do, they try to eat abstemiously, they try to exercise, and they just are a little chunkier. They put the weight on. It doesn't mean they can't be healthy, but they just, it's hard for them to achieve ideal weight because they are very genetically prone. And, you know, we've seen dozens and scores of genes that are associated with risk for weight gain. They, you know, it's like this one gives you 5%, that one gives you 10%, this one gives you 3%, and they all add up. So that makes it harder to lose weight. So what they did in this study is they looked for people, they genetically screened them for the genes that are associated with weight gain. And then they looked at their consumption of omega-3 fatty acids. And what they discovered is, and here's their assumption, a growing amount of data from both observational studies and a clinical trial suggests that long-chain omega-3 polyunsaturated fat intake, that's EPA and DHA, may modify the genetic associations with weight change. Okay, so that was the premise for the study. So they did this study, and what they found was that there was indeed a protective effect of omega-3 fatty acid consumption, either via supplements or fish, on the weight gain that is dictated by your genes. Now, don't get the impression that what this suggests is that if you just take omega-3 fatty acids, the pounds that are going to miraculously melt off. That is not what this study is saying. The study is merely saying that you may still hold on to extra weight, but you're going to gain less weight if you're consuming omega-3 fatty acids. And therefore, it may not be noticeable. You may be out there saying, well, yeah, I take tons of omega-3 fatty acids, and look at me, I'm still overweight. I can't lose that extra 10, 15, 20 pounds. But just think, if you hadn't been consuming the omega-3 fatty acids, it's quite possible that you would be 5 or 10% fatter than you are currently. So that's the implication of the study. This one, New York kids living near fast food restaurants have higher obesity rates. So the closer a child in New York City lives to a fast food restaurant, the more likely the child is to be overweight. Well, you might say, okay, yeah, that's
the association. It's not necessarily the causation. It's not that they can scurry over to the fast food restaurant and eat something that makes them gain weight. They may be less able to exercise. These neighborhoods may be more insecure where kids can't go out and play. It may be that culturally, for one reason or another, they eat less well. They're less aware of the consequences of bad food, et cetera, et cetera. But it also suggests that there are what are called urban deserts, where people can't get access to fresh, healthy, wholesome food. And, you know, cheap, available junk food is their subsistence. And the net result is obesity and disease. They also note that exposure to common chemicals and plastics are linked to childhood obesity. So many of these products are made with convenient plastic wrappers, no-stick coatings, and that may get into the kids' bloodstreams and make them more susceptible to weight gain. Bad scene all around. We just talked about it in a recent podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us, and make sure you become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by visiting all our great resources at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter, download our podcasts, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can thereby stay abreast of all the latest life-changing information that we share with our listeners via Intelligent Medicine. Have yourselves a great weekend.